6:03 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, water quarters, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm. Yeah, I got a couple of new things in my collection. And a dedication. Actually, a couple of dedications. One is to Paul Whaley, drummer for Blue Cheer. I am going to play a Blue Cheer track. And much to a listener's consternation, it is going to be longer than 2.5 minutes. Because it's Blue Cheer. I mean, what the hell? But there's another garage track that's a lot less in time. Anyway, a lot shorter in time. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Un bon coup. Allons, c'est pas le moment d'être en retard. Pour la première fois, j'ai rendez-vous. Oui, qu'est-ce qu'il va croire si je suis en retard le premier soir? Faut que tu te surpasses, car s'il se lasse, il me remplace. Pour une fois que je compte sur toi, ben tu déçois. T'es mon copain, tu pourrais bien souffrir un brin. T'avances pas. Je mords dans ton guidon, tu ne le sens pas. Si t'arrives en retard, je te mets au clou. Comprends bien que ce soir, j'ai rendez-vous. Oui, j'ai rendez-vous.
Toi. Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
I'm done picking that cotton and 11.
Friday at 6:19 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This is a public service announcement of WMFO in Medford. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, got my deed done for the hour. And let's just do some, a little bit of a, there we go. Okay. Here we go. Still getting acclimated to the equipment after 6 years back with this setup. Anyway, that's my good deed for the hour. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up for the last time. I said it last week was the last time, but I forgot that I had one more Thursday left in January. Exterminators with Extermination from the compilation Strum and Mental Part 3. Just heard the Oxford Circle with Foolish Woman, a track originally released on the World United label in 1966. I got off the Trash Box CD4, and before that, Blue Cheer with Parchment Farm from the Vincibus Eruptum LP came out in 1968 on Philips. Both of them featured the drummer Paul Whaley, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 72 or 71. Before that, the El Corvisit, oh yeah! From the Twist and Rumble Volume 2 LP compilation, originally released on the SR label. I'm not sure what the date was on that. I looked around, couldn't find it. And Delizia from, I believe, Belgium, De Je Rendezvous from the Ultra Chicks LP compilation CD Volume 5. Came out in 2000 on Ultra Chicks, originally released in their Discs AZ label in France in 1966. Yes, I will get this right one of these days. Anyway, I'm going to get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, it looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking pee-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. You know where I can be found? Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking pee-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gun losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these gritty, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
We're going to go up to the ring announcer, Knuckles O'Doul.
Good morning, women and gentlemen, and welcome to Big Time All-Star Championship Wrestling from Boston Arena. Before we begin with this morning's championship bout, let me tell you about
Thank you.
His name is George Yellow Steel. The Satan was raised on raw meat. Buckles for him are a treat. With Luke standing by his side, there's never any lack of pride. Yeah, he's cool,
he's cool,
he's mean, he's the toughest dude you ever seen. He'll scream,
he'll
shout, he'll rip your tonsils out. His name is George Animal Steel. Some say he's just a fall gorilla. Others say that he's a crazed killer. Don't let him hear you call him a ham, or he will give you a body slam. 'Cause he's cool,
he's mean,
he's the toughest dude you ever seen. He'll scream,
he'll shout,
he'll rip your tonsils out. His name is George Animal Steel.
Okay, 6:34 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Oh, I had you wrestling with this set. Mighty Ions, a track previously unreleased, recorded in 1981 in Georgie Animal Steel from the CD retrospective Face Rake and Rock. Came out in Y2K on Dino. Well, that Fred Blassie from 1977 and Pencil That Geek. It was on the reissued on the King of Men EP. Came out in 1981 on Rhino. And then we kicked it off with The Who and The Relay. Going out for Joe from Glendora over by the candy store. Track released on in 1972 in The Who's own Track Records label. Okay, I'm starting to catch up a little bit on time. So let's get right back into it. You listen to Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Girl, I said 'cause you're just playing a game. I don't wanna see you, so please stay away. I'm desperately trying to forget yesterday, 'cause each living memory brings back that old pain. Go away, girl.
My methods unsound.
Yeah. this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played. You just heard Dee Dee Sharp and Do the Bird from 1963 on Cameo. And you could tell I did a heck of a cleanup job on the run out. The rest of the song, slab I didn't do too well on, but hey, the run out sounded good. Mad Mike and the Maniacs from the compilation, the Big Itch Volume 3. And a quarter to four, released on his own Hunch label in 1961. Well, that Limbo Race, local favorites from 1982, on their own Limbo Rations label, and Down and Backwards. And we kicked it off with a band called the Damascans. Track I guess I've played before here on the Desperate Hours, and Go Away Girl. Originally released in the Pyramid label, 1966. I got off the compilation Quagmire Volume 3. Anyway, before I forget, one gig I want to push tomorrow night at the Cantab downstairs at Club Bohemia, the Bunch of Jerks, Club Lanhana Gogo, and the Casbats. That's tomorrow night, Friday, from 9 to 12. So check that out. That's downstairs at Cantab Club Bohemia. So check that out. This next set's going to take us past a 1-0 return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. So let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Party High. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Men, women, boys, and girls, let's get together and do a jig called a twirl. Men and women, boys and girls, let's get together and do a jig called a twirl. Get your partner and you will see this crazy jig was a crazy beat. A jig twirl. One step up, two step back, get that ball rolling on the track and I twirl. One step up, two step back, get that ball rolling on the track and I twirl. Stepping low, one, two, and four, round and round and round we go, I do the twirl. With the swainest dance, swainest dance in the world. Guy named Bob, girl named Pearl, in the street, everywhere doing it.